Sagt the Mishnah, the people of Yericha did six things that the Chacham were not happy about. The Chacham protested three of them, and they did not protest the other three. They did not protest their practice of grafting palm trees the entire 14th of Nisan, the practice of being koirich the Shema, and the practice of cutting and piling the grain before the Omer was brought. The Chacham did protest their practice of allowing the branches of Heglish for personal use, the practice of eating from fruit that had fallen from the branches on Shabbos, and the giving of payah from vegetables. Zaknamar Brisa says, Chizkiyahu HaMelech did six things, three of which the Chacham were pleased with, and three they were not pleased with. They were pleased with the dishonoring of his father's bones. His father was a rasha to show the people that punishment in store for the Rishoyim and afford a kapara for his father. They are pleased with the destroying of the copper snake from the times of Moshe Rabbeinu because people began using it as a avodah zarah, and the hiding of the sefer of the refuah because people stopped davening to Hashem and they relied on this book. They were not pleased with his cutting off the doors of the Heichal and sending it to the king Asher to try to make peace, his stopping the flow of the Gihon to prevent the invading army's access to water, and for making a leap year in the month of Nisan, which was not allowed. He actually made a leap year on the 30th of Adar, which is possible to be the first day of Nisan. He didn't know that was a problem. Mishnah said, "Rakivin the column kol hayoyim." Rabbi Huda said, "Their process would be to take a potion made of different branches, fruit, and flour, and smear it onto the palm tree to help it grow." Rakha, the son of Rava, said, "They would actually graft the branch of a male palm onto the female tree." Mishnah said, "V'korichin eshema." Rabbi Huda said, "This means that they would not separate between the word echod and the word v'ahafta of the next paragraph." Rava said, "They would not pause between hayoyim and al levavecha," which therefore gave the impression as if they were saying, "Today it has to be al levavecha, maybe not tomorrow." In a brisa, Rabbi Meir says, like Rabbi Huda explained, and Rabbi Yehuda Tana says that they paused in that place, but they didn't say Baruch Shem. That was the problem. Why do we say Baruch Shem? Shlach Lakish explained, when Yaakov Avinu desired to tell his sons that Mashiach will come, the Shekhinah left him to prevent him from disclosing this. Yaakov thought that maybe the Shekhinah left him because one of his sons was not a tzaddik. His sons told him, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, meaning, we all believe in Hashem, we're all righteous. Upon hearing this, Yaakov did the bracha, Baruch Shem, Kvei Mechus, Yadon Vod. The Rabbanan said, we have no right to add Baruch Shem because Moshe Rabbeinu didn't put it into the Torah. However, we should say it because Yaakov Avinu said it. Therefore, they decided that it should be said, but it should be said quietly. Rabbi Avinu said, when the Minim began saying that we are whispering things that really would show that we agree with their way of thinking, the Rabbanan instituted that Baruch Shem should even be said loud in the places where there are Minim, so that they shouldn't think that. Abraisis Aramea said the people of Yericha had six practices, three that the Chachamim approved of and three that they didn't approve of. The Chachamim approved of their practice of grafting palm trees the entire 14th of Nisan. They approved the practice of being Kairich to Shema and the practice of cutting the grain before the Omer was brought. The Chachamim did not approve of their practice of piling the grain before the Omer was brought, the practice of making openings in the fences to allow the feeding of the fallen fruit to poor people on Shabbos and Yom Tov, and the practice of allowing the branches of Hegdash for personal use. Rabbi Yehuda said, if the Chachamim approved of the first three, then why didn't everyone else do these things as well? Rather, the Chacham disapproved of all six, but they only protested three of them. They did not protest the practice of grafting palm trees the entire 14th of Nisan. They did not protest the practice of being Kairich Lishma. They did not protest the practice of cutting and piling the grain before the Omer was brought. They did protest their practice of allowing the branches of Heglish for personal use, the practice of making openings in the fences to allow the feeding of the fallen fruit to poor people on Shabbos and Yom Tov, and the practice of giving payah from vegetables. The Gemara Mishnah says the Chacham approved of the practice of cutting the grain before the Omer was brought, but not of the piling of the grain, although they didn't protest the piling. This must have followed Rabbi Yehuda, because he's the one who discussed the concept of protest, and yet the Mishnah says the Chacham approved the practice of the cutting. Mar says, Rabbi Yehuda said in the brises that there are three things that they did not protest, but then goes on to list four. So one has to be taken out. The practice of cutting before the Omer should be removed to make it consistent with this Mishnah. Zmar says they would allow the personal use of branches of Hegdish because they held that since the branches grew after the time that the tree was made Hegdish, there's no Me'ila issue on the branches and therefore they may be used. Chacham agreed that's no Me'ila issue but said it's still Aser. The Mishnah said, Uparitzin Piratzois. Ul in the name of Rish Lakish said the Machlekas was regarding dates that fell off the tree and were stuck in the upper branches. Rabbanan held that we don't allow one to climb the tree to get to those dates because we're concerned that he may mistakenly pull off a date that's still attached to the tree. And the people of Yericha felt there's no need for such concern. However, they both agreed that if the dates were stuck in the lower branches, it would be mutter to take them because at that height there are no dates that are still attached to the tree. The dates that fell are muktzah and should be also to take on Shabbos al muktzah. We can't say that since it's prepared for the ravens, for the arvim, is considered to be prepared for people, because the Mishnah says that meat which is fit for human consumption is not considered to be prepared for a dog on Shabbos. So if something is considered to be prepared for the birds, that would certainly not give it the status of being prepared for humans. Mor explains, something fit for humans is not considered prepared for animals, because a person has no intention to give something of that quality to an animal. However, something that's prepared for the birds if it's fit for human consumption, will be considered to be prepared for humans as well, because a person intends to use anything that's fit for him. Ravin said in the name of Rish Lakish, the Machloikas was regarding dates stuck in the lower branches. Rabbanan held that the fact that it's prepared for ravens does does not make it prepared for humans, and therefore it's Osir as Muksa. The people of Yericha held that it's considered to be prepared. However, all would agree that dates in the upper branch would be Osir because they're concerned that maybe a person would mistakenly rip off a date that's still attached to the tree. The Mishnah said, V'naisnim peya liyerek. In fact, the Mishnah clearly says that there's no payah given for vegetables because they're perishable, so why would they give payah from Yerek? Nor explains, Rabbi Yehuda, the name of Rav, said the Machlokes was specifically about turnip leaves. They are preserved along with the actual turnips, but not on their own. So the people of Yerichel held that makes them chayiv and payah, but the Rabbanan held that it does not make them chayiv and payah.